Alrighty then, here we are on Pig Radio, and it is time for his morning commentary. So here now is Travis T. Hip.
I can remember it in detail. Picture of a Marine Master Sergeant, his sleeves rolled up, carrying a 9mm Beretta submachine gun, charging out of the door of the U.S. Embassy in Saigon during the Tet Offensive. People of a military historian's viewpoint will tell you that the Tet Offensive failed. It did not bring down the government in Saigon, nor did it drive the Americans out of Southeast Asia. But on a macro scale, there is no question that it was the Tet Offensive that changed everything on the battlefront and eventually resulted in our loss of Vietnam. And don't kid yourselves that we didn't lose Vietnam. Or actually, that's not true. We didn't lose it. They won it. Because there is a certain reality to the phases of combat. When you're just starting your revolution or your rebellion, you're very covert. You're in secret. You strike unexpectedly in the middle of the night and disappear. Later on, when you have operational units that have been trained and well put together, you can begin to have skirmishes in which you ambush various government columns or positions before disappearing into the woods again. Phase three is when you have built your strength and support and organized your forces to the point where you can take on a regular face-to-face military battle. That is the turning point. From there on out, whoever it is that is an occupying force in whatever country you're dealing with is going to slowly but surely lose. So comes Kabul this morning. What happened was that the Taliban infiltrated a couple of squads of people into a building that was under construction, a couple of buildings under construction, high-rises in downtown Kabul, right near the embassy and the NATO headquarters. The Taliban occupied those buildings, brought in large numbers of rocket-propelled grenades, one of the best weapons for this sort of thing, and then began to bombard and snipe at the embassy compound and the NATO compound. This was somewhat coordinated, although not perfectly, with attacks throughout the city against police and military stations so that nobody could rush in any reinforcements. Right now, the battle has been going on for 8 hours. American, Apache, and Kiowa gunships are pounding the buildings. The casualties so far are very few. A few Afghans, only one or two NATO people, and one American have been killed. But it is still happening. It is a battle in the capital city of Afghanistan, which even if it were to be broken off and the Taliban removed, you would still have so much damage and destruction of infrastructure there that it essentially will go down as a victory for the rebel forces. Afghanistan is a country where you cannot win. But it is entirely possible, if you continue to screw up in a proper manner, you can lose. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
There was a war, the last war. Though at the time, nobody knew. It was just what they called it, like the Gulf War or World War II. Last in the sense of previous, like the one before the next. Last meaning final, nobody knew. It was not used in the context.
It pitted woman on man and nation on nation. The last war buried an entire generation. No one was spared for the colors that he wore. Not the rich, not the poor. In the last war.
The war, the last war, made few heroes and many a villain. In the years that followed, tempers flared, but nobody seemed willing. No, for once, enough blood had spilled for a megalomaniac's petty coup d'etat. Not one more daughter or brother would die, however low or noble the cause. The survivors of the last war vowed they'd never forget, and would teach the coming generations well the transgressions and the threat. But to those born after the last war, the devastation seemed ancient and remote. The once young virile battle cry aged and became a senile quote.
It pitted woman on man and nation on nation. The last war buried an entire generation. No one was spared for the colors that he wore. Not the rich, not the poor. In the last war.
A 100 years after the last war, the ground that the bombs had shook was grown back with trees, and the war was just a chapter in a history book. And like the last of the generation that over the war's dead had cried, the last war was soon a paragraph, then a sentence, and then it died. With the last war a far distant memory, like a cancer, the surgeon's knife cut out the malignant tumor that had caused the wars, the bitterness and the strife. Great minds made profound discoveries, and the age of the spirit was hailed, and all the creatures lived in harmony, and a sustained peace prevailed. And eventually the word itself, war, simply disappeared, never to be spoken again.